Nei Whaikine, still to come before nine here on Morning Report. A review from health agency Te Whatu Ora says there could be a shortage of almost 12,000 residential aged care beds by 2032. Great Barrier Island is on a mission to produce zero waste and...
Media facilities, match officials facilities, dining facilities, that kind of thing. They're just not really where they need to be.
Well, the state of New Plymouth's Pukekura Park is proving to be a sticky wicket, with ratepayers asked to foot the bill to fix it up. Now with the headlines, here's Nicola Wright.
The Building and Construction Minister says extending the legal time period to strengthen earthquake-prone buildings is unlikely to affect how quickly the work gets done. The current rules from 2017 require buildings to be fixed before set dates, and the government is to extend those deadlines by 4 years. Chris Pink told Morning Report the work's not getting done, regardless of what the deadline is, because it's often a complex job. He says councils will still have the ability to rule a building unfit for use. Residents of a central Auckland apartment block have been given until Monday to vacate their building, which the council has issued with a dangerous building notice. The notice for the 16-storey Auckland City Garden Apartments on Albert Street was issued last week. RNZ understands the evacuation order is subject to the outcome of a test by fire and emergency tomorrow. The Children's Minister says Oranga Tamariki will get better at looking after at-risk children as a result of this week's job cuts. The agency wants to axe 447 roles, reducing its workforce by 9%. The Labour Party says frontline services will get worse, but the Minister Karen Chaw says money saved through cutting back office staff will be put towards frontline services. The Minister of Education is assuring teachers and principals that work to update the curriculum will not fall to them. Yesterday, the Ministry announced it was cutting 565 jobs, including almost 200 from the Curriculum Centre. Erica Stanford told Morning Report most of those roles are involved with the NCEA change programme, which the government's chosen to delay. Ms Stanford says it will actually be adding roles to the curriculum team, including more staff in the regions. Six people have been arrested and three more are being sought in connection with the largest gold heist in Canadian history, a cargo of over $27 million in gold and currency. The arrests come 1 year after the theft at an Air Canada cargo facility at Toronto Airport. The suspects, including two Air Canada employees, forged an airway bill to steal a cargo arriving from Switzerland of 6,500 gold bars and $3 million worth of foreign currency. That's the news.
Kia ora, Emil Donovan here from RNZ's Nights programme, where last night we had improviser and teacher Joe Bill on to talk spontaneous humour in teaching storytelling to the CIA.
Not under the guise of improv skills, but it was thinking on your feet and really the nefarious application is storytelling.
Right.
And so if you think about CIA and improvised storytelling,
of course,
it just takes you right into a Tom Clancy novel, doesn't it?
Yeah. Tune in weeknights from 8 here on RNZ National.
Towns and cities weather with Met Service. Sky tyres mainly fine and cloudier this evening, a high of 21 degrees. Whangarei, a few showers and 21. Auckland, a few showers, mainly from afternoon, could be heavy, 20. Hamilton, partly cloudy, more this evening, 19 degrees. Tauranga, cloud at either end of the day and a high of 20. Whakatāne, a fine day, evening cloud, 22. Rotorua, cloud morning and evening, 18. Gisborne, sunny and 20. Napier and Hastings, blue skies and 23. Taupō and Taumarunui, partly cloudy and then cloudier this evening. Taupō, 17, 18 in Taumarunui. New Plymouth, morning cloud clears. There's the chance of a shower this evening, 18. Palmerston North and Whanganui, fine by afternoon. Palmerston North, 18. Whanganui, 19. Masterton, fine and clear, 20 degrees. Levin and Kapiti have cloud at either end of the day. 18 the high in Levin, 17 for Kapiti. Wellington, a sunny day, evening cloud, 17. Blenheim, fine and 21. Kaikoura, a fine day, 17. Nelson, sunshine and 19. Westport, the odd morning shower, 17. Greymouth and Hokitika, a few showers, 16. Christchurch is fine, though there may be some fog this morning, 19. Ashburton, sunny and 19. Timaru, blue skies, 21. Oamaru, fine and 20. Wānaka, morning cloud clears, 19. Alexandra, sunny and 20. Queenstown and Dunedin, both fine and 18. And in Invercargill, the morning cloud clears and then it's fine. High of 17 today. It's 23 minutes to 9.
Sport time now. Thank you, Nicola. Sport time with Nathan Rarari. And Nathan, some big games on in the Champions League this morning. Not good news for Gunners fans.
No, they're not. No, they're down 1-0 at the moment to Bayern Munich. This is in the Champions League quarterfinals. And right now, Bayern lead that one 3-2 on aggregate. However, there's a goal so fresh in the Manchester City game that I think Kevin De Bruyne is still at the corner flag going with his arms out to the crowd. So 1-1 between Manchester City and Real Madrid, which leaves them level at 4-4 at the moment.
Yeah, some interesting results there. Right, we were talking yesterday, I think it was, about sports betting and how prevalent it is in the US. Big part of the game there, but it's not all good, is it?
No, and look, it's the prevalence of it is everywhere. It is just all over everything. So it sponsors everything. It's on all the podcasts. So I don't know how they can come out and say, how can this happen? But the NBA, this time the centre of a betting scandal, and they have banned this player, Jontay Porter. They banned him for life. They said, that's it, you're gone. To be brutal. Jontay Porter, not a huge star. A lot of NBA fans who don't cheer for the Toronto Raptors didn't even know he existed until a couple of weeks ago. His brother actually plays for the Denver Nuggets. But it shakes down like this. He was a center who played for the Toronto Raptors. He owned and operated a VIP account at a company called FanDuel in Colorado. So FanDuel is one of the big betting things that you can do. He wagered millions of dollars between 2021 and 2023, placed over 1,000 wagers on the sports book. And he was called a VIP customer, so he had all these perks like promotional activities, tickets to events, whatever that he was also selling on. However, during this time, he also had one of those, hey, I'm successful at sport, you want to hear from me about crypto, websites that he's got as well. He bet $54,094 on NBA games while he was in the NBA reserve grade. But what happened was, it was earlier this year, Corin, and this is where it stuck out. So there's a sort of betting you can do called prop betting, and that's just not on who I think is going to win. That's in the thing of, do you know what? Let's bet on that guy, Jontay Porter. I reckon he gets under 3.5 rebounds this game. Now, he's a 7-foot man. He's normally going to get more than that, right? But there were two games. One was on January 26th. The other one was on March 20. He was the most bet on NBA player. That was the first part that was a bit of a, hang on, why is this happening? And we're talking millions of dollars worth of bets there that were on him to bet the under. So what happened was, he gets out on the court, he gets a couple of rebounds, and then he puts his hand up and goes to the coach, oh, my eye's a bit sore, I've re-aggravated this eye injury, and he sits down. So the rule is, for the bet to work, he has to have been on the court. He was on the court, but then he went off. And of course, what they did was, they thought, this seems weird, why would more people bet on this non-famous player? How come the amounts are this much and they seem tied into these games? But as they're finding now with regulated betting, it was very easy to trace it back to his phone with all his bets that he's done, but he's gone. But yeah, it's a worrying sign, Corin, of all of these things which are going on.
I mean, cricket's been through it.
This is the same as the no ball scam, during the over. It's the same sort of sports betting that they've seen. So yeah, there's some real problems in there with just the prevalence of it.
Indeed. Thank you for that. Yep. That is Nathan Rarari with your sports update this morning.